We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The show kind of stinks.
Good to be with you on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon here in Kansas City, dare I say, record-setting day
in Kansas City. We did not only set a record, we shattered it. What is it right now, Scott?
It is. Last check, it was 71. Let me take a gander here. We got to get to 74 to beat the record for the month.
I mean, this is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day right here.
Stuck at 71.
If we can get to 74, we break the entire record forever, or tie it, pardon me, for the entire month of December in the history of our town.
Right.
We've already beat the record for just this day, on this day in history.
December 2nd.
Yes.
Yep. Your favorite artist, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I've said this 1,000 times. I don't like her music, but I think she's a wonderful person. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie's top slot. Hello, kind condolence gift. Last month, Taylor Swift's 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Yep.
Beat out Don McLean's 8-minute 1971 hit American Pie for the title of the longest song to ever top the Billboard chart.
Not until Jake Gyllenhaal left her.
That dang sweater.
Yep.
It's a scarf, Sam!
Same difference.
Sorry.
This week, the 76-year-old former record holder, that would be Don McLean, announced that Taylor Swift had sent him a very nice gift after she broke his record.
Oh.
Flowers and a note.
That's lovely,
said McLean in a post. What a classy artist. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for the flowers and the note. The good winter gesture by Swift follows McLean admitting that while disappointed to be dethroned from the title he had held for more than 49 years, American Pie remained at number one for 4 weeks in January 1972. He could not imagine a better artist to beat him.
That makes me happy. People are good.
All right. We are continuing to follow breaking news out of Wyandotte County at the Legends Complex.
Yeah. If you are listening on podcast or in the bonus hour, we are bringing you this news at 4 p.m. on this December 2nd. I keep wanting to say it's the 3rd, and I apologize for that. But they are asking you this afternoon to avoid the area around 108th and Parallel. That is the very busy Walmart over in the Legends Complex after an SUV barreled toward the cart barn, up and over a retaining wall. The driver is apparently critically injured, and one pedestrian has died. Mm. Two other pedestrians also seriously injured, and we are awaiting news on their condition. We'll bring it to you when we have it.
All right, story here from the Kansas City Star. A rash of brazen grab-and-run thefts targeting high-end and technology retailers have been sweeping across the country and making national headlines, as you know. The shoplifting crimes in some instances involve dozens of people who swarm the stores, grab what they can, flee, all in a matter of seconds. Detective Byron Pierce with the Overland Park Police Department doesn't call such crimes shoplifting. Instead, the detective says they are organized retail crime.
Yes.
Says Detective Byron Pierce with the Overland Park Police Department, quote, "The impact to the retailers sometimes can be enormous." Recently, and by the way, he is with the department's organized retail crime unit.
Yes, for years.
Recently, there's been quite a bit of an uptick in the emboldenedness of some of these bad perpetrators who are targeting some of our luxury line type of retailers and stealing thousands of to hundreds of thousands of dollars in product.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and we don't need to make it a topic because we've hit this a few times, but I think it's important to talk about it. There is actually a bill in Congress, federal, correct, Scott? I don't mean
there
like
is
local.
There is a federal bill that's been proposed.
And this was in the New York Times. I'm going to look it up because I sent you the article in your email, where basically, and I don't agree with this, instead of locking up the items like we're starting to see in California where you have to ask for a key to get things like deodorant, they are trying to go after the sellers on these sites like Amazon. And listen to this op-ed from the New York Times. And again, I don't agree with it, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Fortunately, there is a solution, and it doesn't involve turning stores into fortresses or security guards into combatants. The solution is to remove the profit motive by shutting down the resale of stolen goods over the internet. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
If criminals know they can't sell the stuff they steal, they won't steal. Congress is moving in the right direction, they say in this op-ed. On November 17th, the House Energy and Commerce Committee approved and sent to the full House a bill that would require online marketplaces to verify the identities of high-volume third-party sellers. Third-party refers to sellers other than the platform itself.
Which is basically describing Amazon.
High-volume is defined as 200 sales over 12 months with a total value of $5,000 or more. The bill is called the INFORM, in all caps, Consumers Act, and is sponsored by a slew of Republicans and Democrats, and it's earned support from the Coalition to Protect America's Small Sellers. The bill also gives sellers who do have to disclose their identity the option of doing so only after a sale. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to third-party sellers, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Amazon, whose net sales are running at a rate of more than $400 billion a year. What they're proposing here, Scott, is that Amazon and other places like it, even Facebook Marketplace, if you're listening and you're a high volume seller, they would have to verify that you aren't selling stolen goods.
How would they do that?
Help me figure it out, Scott, because for the life of me, I can't. This is a huge net to me that's going to entangle normal retail sellers who sell anything from monogram t-shirts to anything. They need to be looking for the high volume sellers who are selling deodorant, razors, liquor. What else is on there that they keep stealing from CVS? Hair color.
Oh, cologne. Did you mention cologne?
How do you do that? If you just put a dollar amount and a number of sales amount, which is 200, you are going to ensnare hundreds of thousands of people who have legitimate businesses and stores on places like Amazon.
Who don't have brick and mortar.
Correct.
Whose only market is,
correct,
is the Amazons of the world. You know who this is really going to get? Etsy.
But this is using a cannon to kill a very large fly. And in killing that fly, you are going to ensnare, and I'm guaranteeing you some of our listeners or some of them, if you have an online store, you are going to be in some database selling, well, Sally in Overland Park sure is selling a lot of whatever. It could be stuff you make out of your home.
That's what a lot of the people on Etsy do.
It's the makers.
They just, you know, out of their house in, you know, Texas, they make these cute little signs that, you know.
Yes.
You had me at Merlot or something or whatever. And then they sell these cute little wooden signs on Etsy.
And there are people who buy quite legitimately tractor trailers full of old products that the stores didn't want. Those aren't hot goods.
Those aren't hot.
They bought
Sam,
them
that is a
appropriately,
great
and they are trying to sell
point.
Them on Amazon.
Or people, quite frankly, who dumpster dive. We got into that a couple weeks ago where there's a woman with billions of followers who dumpster dives behind stores and
makes $4,000
a month. $4,000 a month, turn around and selling that crap. She's not a thief. She's a dumpster diver. Also something I wouldn't want to be, but whatever. Teach your own.
576-7798. You use the name Sally in Overland Park. So let's hear from a Sally in Overland Park. I don't mean that literally.
Yeah, why go after anyone who's selling 200 items in a year?
200 and or $5,000 or more.
They need to be going after the guy in Minneapolis, Scott, who was selling millions of dollars in stolen goods from CVS, Walmart, Best Buy.
And how does one verify themselves? Are you going to have, is Amazon going to have a Zoom meeting with you where you have to show them your little workshop where you do your cute woodwork?
We're even missing the overall point. Let's look up that case in Minneapolis where they caught the guy in the family video store who had hundreds of millions of dollars in stolen goods on Amazon. Even after they caught him, the police could not reach anyone at Amazon to shut off his account.
First thing that ought to have been a red flag is he ran a family video store.
Very popular these days, said no one ever.
Right. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Ken and the others, we got a full board. Hang tight. Don't forget, we are wrapping up Coats for Kids 2021 tomorrow. We are in the final stretch. If you can donate, we would more than appreciate it. And I know the needy children in Kansas City who benefit would more than appreciate. Just go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top of the page. It is safe. It is secure. You can make a donation of your choosing. We would love to thank our partners at Pinnacle Bank for their incredible support with Coats for Kids 2021. It wraps up tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.